Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Whippen back on the show. John is a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and CEO of Content Launch, and he is the author of a book we helped him launch a while back, Content is Currency. He's the author of a new book, Future Marketing, Winning in the Prosumer Age, which I'm going to get him to explain to us in just a minute. And he's also the developer of a pretty cool app. I'm going to make him tell us a little bit about it. I'm going to twist his arm a little bit later on and get him to tell us a little bit about it. John Whippen, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good to hear from you. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's a prosumer?
A prosumer is a mashup of producer and consumer. To where we are all now taking on a new role with the companies we do business with. In fact, we're helping them produce the experience. We're helping them market their businesses. And so we're not just consuming the experience or the service or the product anymore. We are now helping them produce it as well. So if you look at Amazon, you know, we're giving reviews and we're doing a lot on Amazon to help them with their operation, right?
Right.
Or Facebook, you know, all the content on Facebook, we're populating Facebook with all that content. So we're, you know, we're doing all that.
You have to stretch the definition of product, then, don't you, to understand the consumer?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're producing a product or service nowadays, you really need to find a way to connect better with the customer. And one way of doing that is through experiences. So creating an experience from your services or your products.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good way of tapping into the prosumer folks that are out there who are willing to help you, you know, do some marketing and help you do some producing of the experience or the service.
What about actual product development? Does a prosumer do some of that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you look at you know, Wikipedia, for example, right? That's where all, you know, the customer really is. You know, the folks that are out there helping populate
mm-hmm.
Wikipedia with all those entries. But for sure, product research, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times those ideas for products are coming from the customer, right? So, and not from the company. So I think there's just a new type of customer out there, and I'm calling it the prosumer.
And you call it the prosumer age, which I think is fascinating because, as you know, John, I separate the relationship that we have with customers into three areas: the product area, the information area, and the buying decision. And
mm-hmm.
customers have always had the buying decision, but you and I, as the owner, as the business, we used to have the product and the information. Now we share, if at best, the information. But now you're telling us that the customer is actually encroaching on the product. So what you're saying with the prosumer age approach is that businesses are increasingly losing their control, their influence. The customer is wielding more control than ever before.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's sort of a dichotomy. Yes, that's true. But at the same time, if the company embraces the prosumer, they actually become more influential in the grand scheme because they're closer to the customer. The customer likes them more and is willing to do more things for them. And if you look at the millennial generation and Generation Z, these folks want to be involved. They want to
mm-hmm.
be able to.
Well, they're self-absorbed enough to think that they're supposed to be involved.
right, exactly.
I mean, no, they exactly. believe that. So this is fascinating, and for a small business. The reason I think that this ought to be good news for a small business is one of the things that I think is going to come from what you're describing here as the prosumer age is it's another way to gain customers for life.
That's right. That's right. In fact, it's the best way because if you show them that you care about them and you're willing to listen to them, well, that's everything, right? I mean, you've got brand loyalty right there. If you just give them a seat at the table and let them have their say and let them contribute. And through social media, it's so easy to do that, right? And these folks are willing to help you. So why not let them help you?
Well, and so The other thing that I like about what you're saying is, you know, when in the last, say, 10 years, we have this new entity in the marketplace. We used to have suspects, prospects, and customers. But mm-hmm. now there's this new entity called a user, right?
Right.
That are influencing
right.
decisions, but we don't know them. We've never done business with them. But they're weighing in on our relevance with on their own. But now you're saying there's another one called the prosumer, which is a like a user on steroids, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And whether it's 10% of your user base or more, companies need to do more to tap into these folks and ask them for help and get them to help you market your products and services.
And that's what we're going to talk about after this break. We're going to talk about how to do that. And also, I'm going to get John to weave in this concept of expectations, because I think that's one of the things that's driving what he said. Like the Gen Z, they have expectations, my friends, that you need to know about. Quick break. Right back with John Wibben. The book is called Future Marketing, Winning in the Prosumer Age.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.